Like, right there.
Take it, Finn.
Were there ever more than one type of rail fences, or was there just one that you used? Or that you ever saw?
Well, there were two types. You could draw the fence straight with those rails, but you had the station there and would post to keep them from toppling over. And then you could build them zigzags, I call it.
Mm-hmm. And so there'd be the one straight up and down, and then there'd be the zigzag?
They had, where the rail come together, they had a little collar in there.
Uh-huh.
That was a lock on to keep them from tumbling over.
Yeah, Would you have these kind of fences to haul like the cows in and the mules too, the horses?
Well, that's the kind we use right out of a pasture and round a lot too.
Did you ever make a wall out of the rocks that were in the field?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
Rock wall.
Mm-hmm. How big would they usually be?
Well, it depends on...
how many rocks?
Not so much, but the length of it.
Did you ever make a wall out of
the
rocks that were in the field? Did you ever, to make your hen start laying, did you ever put something in her nest?
In the nest?
Mm-hmm.
No, never did. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's much of a remedy to start them delaying.
What would you use, what word would you use in describing your best dishes?
The best way?
Dishes that you eat on?
Plates, I guess.
Yeah, well, what were they made out of?
Well, years ago, most of them was made out of wood.
But after that, what kind of material? Like a tea set would be made out of this?
Well, they did have used a lot of tin vessels, plates, and pans.
What would you say this is made out of?
Clay, I imagine.
You ever heard of china?
What?
Chinaware? Like that?
Yeah.